Rav Chufei, since he was so sharp, like thinking into other things, is le'ayin bo. He didn't look carefully into the Mishnah, like he missed the Mishnah, because of his charifus. As Rambam says, show you torid b'shayla cheres. Like really, he was in the middle of answering a different shayla. But since he was in the middle of answering something else, he missed this one. But that's not from the Mishnah, that Avada, the grandfather, would come first before an uncle. Now, boy, Rami Bachoma. What's going to be Avi or Av, again a grandfather, the Ochif, and the brothers, who come first? Kagoyin in the case, Avroham, V'Yakov, V'Nichsi Esav. What's going to be Esav died? So who's alive right now? Yaakov. Esav's brother's alive. And the grandfather, Avram, is alive. So what would be poshut is, if when Esav dies, if he has any children, pshit to the children go first. If he doesn't have any children, if his father Yitzchak would have been alive, pshit to Yitzchak go second. Now the question is, Yitzchak is not alive. So if there wouldn't have been for his grandfather Avram alive, pshit to Yaakov would get it. A brother gets it. Now again, it's a question, does a grandfather get it, or does a brother come first? Who comes first? Does Avram, the grandfather of Esav, Yashin Esav? Or does Yaakov, the brother of Esav, Yashin? Huk Esav em kaidim. This the Gemara says again, Amar Rav, Rav says to Hashema, come here again, the same diik. It says, Na Mishnah, ho av kaidim, l'chol yoytzei reichoi, that a father comes before any descendant from him. So if Avram comes first, because Avram is like the grandfather. Who came out of Avram? Yitzchak. And then Yaakov came out of Yitzchak. So before Yaakov would be able to yashin his brother Esav, would come Avram, because that's the din of the Mishnah. A father comes before any yotzei yirechai. Now the Gemara says, V'rami bar choma. What does he hold? Like, what was his question? V'rami bar choma yotzei yirechai shaloi. V'lo yotzei yirechai shalbenai. Maybe he only meant to say the Mishnah means a yotzei yirechai of him, of the father. The father goes before this, any descendant that came out from him. But over here, Yaakov, who did Yaakov come from? Not from Avram, but from Yitzchak. So maybe Yaakov, since he's a descendant of Yitzchak, maybe he would go before Avram. That was his shayla. Maybe he learned when the Mishnah says that the father comes first, it's only the father would go out of his own children, but maybe not in front of Yaakov, which was a descendant of Yitzchak. The most is Hochin Nami Mestavra. There's also the Svara. Tiktoni says Na Mishnah Zeh Klal. Says the Mishnah Zeh Klal. This is the Klal. Kol Hakoydim Benachlo. Who comes first for Nachlo? Yoytzer Yerechai. It says what? That whoever is first, let's say a son yashins his father. So therefore, if the son had another son, a grandson, he comes first. Like whoever is first online, if he already died, but he has a descendant from himself, comes first. Vilu Esav Yitzchok, Yitzchok Kaidim. Now in the case over here, when Esav died, right? Esav died without any children. Now, if Esav's father Yitzchak would have been alive, Pshita, Yitzchak should yashin first. If so, since Yitzchak would yashin before Avram, so our Mishnah says whoever comes first, his Yotzei Yirechai, whoever comes out of him, also comes first. So that's a svara that Yaakov should come before Avram. Because if Yitzchak, the father of Esav, would be alive, he would come first. So now that Yitzchak is not alive, his Yotzei Yirechai, the Mishnah says, comes out of him, should come first. So therefore, really, Yaakov should yashin. Hashtanami, the Leisa Yitzchak. Now that Yitzchak is not alive, Yaakov called Mishramino. That's the smell of Rami Bachoma, that Yaakov should come first. Yitzchak, the descendant of Yitzchak. Yaakov comes before the grandfather, Avram. Now the Mishnah says, Benois Tzlovchot. Famous case, the Torah, Bnei Tzlovchod, which the Meisa was, these were the daughters of Tzlovchod. Now their father died, Tzlovchod died, and he had no sons left over. only left over 5 daughters. So the 5 daughters came to complain to Moshe Rabbeinu, what's going to be with the Yerusha of our father? There are no sons, so the Yerusha is going to go away. That was what the nice love for time to Moshe. And then the answer was back, no, that they'll Yashin. A daughter, Yashin's the father, and the case that there are no sons, the daughter Yashin's. So Mishnah says, B'noi Slavchod, not lo gimel chalokim benachla. They received 3 different portions. From 3 different angles, they received a portion in Eretz Yisrael. Chelek Aviyat, first of all, they received the chelek of their father, Slavchod. Slavchod died, Slamaisa, the daughters, take over the portion of their father, Slavchod. Shoye im Yotze Mitzrayim. Because Slavchod was alive by the Yotze Mitzrayim. Now this will see, this will be the Machlokes in the Gemara. When they came into Eretz Yisrael, and they divided up Eretz Yisrael, how did they divide it up? Did they divide it up according to how many people came out of Mitzrayim? Or did they divide it up according to how many people came in Eretz Yisrael? Like those 40 years, how did we divide up Eretz Yisrael? We'll soon see. So our mission is Mashma, we go after the Yotze Mitzrayim. Whoever was 20 years old when they went out of Mitzrayim, he had a portion in Eretz Yisrael. Even though he didn't get it yet, they first got it 40 years later. But let's say 2 brothers came out of Eretz Yisrael, right? 2 brothers came out of Eretz Yisrael. Came out of Mitzrayim. Later, 1 brother had 10 kids, and the other brother had 1 kid. And later, when they went into Eretz Yisrael, here, 10 kids went into Eretz Yisrael, and from the other brother, only 1. They'd both get an equal portion. Because coming into Eretz Yisrael, we look as if, who was Yezeda, who was the one that came out of Mitzrayim? You get that chelek. So our Mishnah goes, according to the people that went out of Mitzrayim, those were the ones that deserved the chelik of an Eretz Yisrael, that their children later took over their chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So Tzlofchod was Yotze Mitzrayim. He came out of Mitzrayim. So Tzlofchod, the Bnei Tzlofchod, these 5 daughters, the daughters of their father Tzlofchod, he deserved a portion of Eretz Yisrael. So these daughters took 1 portion machmas the father. Not lo chelak aviyim shoyim yaitzim mitrayim. Because Tzlofchod came out of Mitzrayim. The chelak im ochiv binichse chefer. Now, Tzlofchod's father was chefer, that also came out of Mitzrayim. So chefer also deserved a portion in Eretz Yisrael. Now, when chefer dies, who yashins his chelak? His children. So Tzlofchod was one of the sons of chefer. So Tzlofchod, not only does he deserve his own portion in Eretz Yisrael, he also deserves a portion of his father's chelek of chefer. So that portion that Tzlofchod deserved from his father also went to the Bnei Tzlofchod. And thirdly, b'shoye b'chor nertosh nechlokim. Yishno Tzlofchod was the b'chor of chefer. So Tzlofchod deserves 2 portions. Like Chayfa was the father, he had a few children, a few sons. His first son was Slavchad. So now, later on, when Chayfa dies, so his children take over the Chalokim. So Slavchad, being the Bechor, takes 2 portions of Chayfa. So therefore, the Benoi Slavchad really gets like 3 portions in Eretz Yisrael. They get 1 portion of their father's portion, Slavchad. Another portion, what their father Slavchod deserves in his father's portion of Chefer. And thirdly, since their father Slavchod was a Bechor, they get like 2 portions of Chefer. That's like the 3rd portion in Eretz Yisrael. That's what our Mishnah says. That B'nai Slavchod took like 3 portions in Eretz Yisrael. So Gemara says, Tanan, like our Mishnah goes,